my chance with crossing the same roads all at one time. Even if you see it coming, no time to play out gracefully. One thing I know for sure, there'll be no doubt when you see you are. Grass make heaven in the middle of it. Grass make heaven in the middle. We are grass make heaven.
Secret truth. Through forgiveness, we awaken, transforming information and knowledge into wisdom. And now, our co-hosts, Charlotte Littlefield and George Butler.
Welcome to The Secret Truth. I'm George Butler. We've got quite a news commentary lined up for you today, but we're going to start out first with President Trump's address on the South Lawn today. And he, from the balcony, he was up there to make sure that he was far enough away from the audience that there'd be no problem of contamination whatsoever. So here we go with President Trump and his address today from the balcony.
Well, thank you very much, and keep that enthusiasm going. Get out and vote. We got to vote. We got to vote these people into oblivion. Vote them into oblivion. Got to get rid of them. So bad for our country. First of all, I'm feeling great. I don't know about you. How's everyone feeling? Good. And I'm honored to welcome, we call this a peaceful protest, to the White House in support of the incredible men and women of law enforcement and all of the people that work so well with us. And I have to tell you, our black community, our Hispanic community, thank you very much. Thank you. But before going any further, I want to thank all of you for your prayers. I know you've been praying, and I was in that hospital. I was watching down over so many people. And I went out to say hello to those people, and I took a little heat for it, but I'd do it again, let me tell you. I'd do it again. And on behalf of myself and the First Lady, this has been really an incredible outpouring. And we're starting very, very big with our rallies and with our everything, because we cannot allow our country to become a socialist nation. We cannot let that happen. And that's what would happen. Or worse, by the way, or worse. I want you to know our nation's going to defeat this terrible China virus, as we call it. And we're producing powerful therapies and drugs, and we're healing the sick, and we're going to recover. And the vaccine is coming out very, very quickly in record time. As you know, it's coming out very, very soon. We have great, great companies doing it, and they'll be distributing it. And we will, through our military, very, very rapidly. Through the power of the American spirit, I think, more than anything else, science, medicine will eradicate the China virus once and for all. We'll get rid of it all over the world. You see big flare-ups in Europe, big flare-ups in Canada, very big flare-up in Canada. You saw that today. A lot of flare-ups, but it's going to disappear. It is disappearing, and with vaccines are going to help, and the therapeutics are going to help a lot. I just want to thank everyone this afternoon. What beautiful colors. Where did you get that color, Candace? Where did that come from? What a beautiful color. I want to get one of them. I want to put one of them on instead of a white shirt. I want to thank you, though, seriously. Every day, more black and Latino Americans are leaving behind left-wing politicians and their failed ideology. That's what they are. They failed for many years and many, many decades. Democrats have run nearly every inner city in America, and I mean for 100 years, and their policies have delivered nothing but calamity, poverty, and trouble. Sleepy Joe Biden's betrayed black and Latino Americans. If you think he can run this country, you're wrong. For half a century, shipping your jobs to China, that's what they've been doing. We're bringing the jobs back. We've been bringing them back. We've been charging China a lot of money, too, with the tariffs, a lot of money, billions and billions of dollars. Opening your borders to mass illegal immigration. The wall is now 380 miles long. It'll soon be finished. Trapping us in endless foreign wars, these ridiculous foreign wars that last for 19 years. Our people are coming back home, you know that. And selling you out to the rich globalist Wall Street donors. They have the Wall Street donors. They want the Wall Street donors. Someday somebody's going to have to write a little story about that. Black and Latino Americans are rejecting the radical socialist left, and they're embracing our pro-jobs, pro-worker, pro-police. We want law and order. We have to have law and order and pro-American agenda. I want to thank the Blexit Foundation for organizing this event. Thank you very much. Thank you. And especially your two founders, two friends of mine, great people, Candace Owens and former Tucson police officer, Brandon Tatum. Thank you both. Great job. What a great job. Two really brilliant, smart young people. Great. And thank you very much for being here. We really appreciate it. So you just marched to the White House because you understand to protect the lives of black Americans and all Americans, you have to have your police support you. You have to have that. If the left gains power, they'll launch a nationwide crusade against law enforcement, and they've already done that. And you see them. They're doing that at a level that nobody's ever seen before. The other day in the debate, Biden couldn't even use the words law enforcement. I said, say law enforcement. Say law enforcement. And he was bailed out by the anchor. Then I said very simply, I said, name one law enforcement group that's supporting you. He couldn't do it. But he was bailed out by the anchor. Second time bailed. He got bailed out by that anchor a lot. Taking their funds away, their firearms, their fundamental authorities, taking everything away, including your freedom. Joe Biden even said when you call 911, a therapist should answer the call. That doesn't work. That doesn't work. But this is the people telling him what, because he doesn't say. He's told what to say. You saw what they introduced today. They've gone through a period of years, no fracking, no fracking, no fracking. All of a sudden gets the nomination, he says there's going to be fracking. For Pennsylvania, Oklahoma, Texas, North Dakota, all of you, there will be, if it happens, all of those jobs are gone, your energy jobs are gone if they get in. Just remember I said it, okay? Just remember. Biden, I don't think so either. There's been, and I have to say, there's been more enthusiasm. We have had more enthusiasm right now, this year, than we had 4 years ago by a factor of three times. And we had a lot. And they had none. They have no enthusiasm. They have no enthusiasm. In fact, the gap is so incredible. And a poll just came out. I think it said 56% of the people prefer their position now in the midst of a pandemic than they did 4 years ago. Think of what that means. 56. And it's a Gallup poll, and it's the highest poll ever recorded, 56%. Now tell me about that. No, we had it going, and we really had it going, and then the plague came in from China, but we're getting rid of that, and we're rebuilding it, and it's going to be better than it was even before. But the homes and churches and businesses of black and Hispanic Americans have been looted, you know that. They've been vandalized and burned by left-wing fanatics. Total bad people. They know what they're doing. Yet Biden likes to call them peaceful protesters. You see people... You see anchors from a couple of the very bad, very corrupt networks standing And behind them, the cities are burning, and they're saying, these are peaceful protests. And you look, and everything's on fire. And I want to thank our law enforcement, and I want to thank everybody in the community and the community drives for working with law enforcement. I want to thank them. I think we probably have the support of every law enforcement group in this country, practically. I don't know of any that I don't. Maybe there must be some. There must be one. They'll find one tonight. They'll say, no, he misrepresented. But we have a level of support, the likes of which nobody's, I don't think, ever seen before. I don't think so. And you're going to see that. And you see how many crooked ballots are being found and turned back in and fraudulent? Just what I said. Then they'll say, he doesn't believe in freedom. I totally believe in freedom. That's called freedom. What we're doing is freedom. Tremendous problems with the ballots. 50,000 in Ohio. 25,000. You have to see it. I mean, every day there's a story about ballots. Some thrown out. They happen to have the name Trump. Military ballots were thrown out with the name Trump on them. Okay? But I think we're going to swamp them by so much. Hopefully it's not going to matter. And we have law enforcement watching. We have law enforcement watching all those ballots. They're being found for a reason. Left-wing politicians like Kamala Harris, who really did not do very well the other night. By the way, did our vice president do a good job, Candace? That was easy for him. No, he did a great job because we're on the side of right. We really are. We're on the side of right. And by the way, we are, and it's true, and I say it all the time now, more and more, we are draining the swamp like nobody in history has ever drained the swamp. Nobody in history has ever drained. We're here today to deliver a united message to police officers all across our great land that American, and I mean every American, every race and color, we love you. Every race, color, creed, we support you. We honor you. It's a dangerous profession. They've been doing an incredible job, and I just want to thank them on behalf of everybody here today because that's why we're safe. In contrast, the Democrats' socialist program and platform, and it really is more than socialism. It's not just socialist. It's beyond socialism. He's just communist. That's about right. But I recently announced my plan to deliver more opportunity, security, fairness, and prosperity to the black community, to the Hispanic community. And you know what it is, I don't have to go over it, but it's the Platinum Plan, and it's going to bring back new jobs, like at a level that you've never seen before, and we've done a lot, but increased capital, it's going to increase money coming into the black community, to the Hispanic community, where it's been very much shut out, and advance very much home ownership and wealth building, and it's already taken place, and it's taken place at a level, and had we not been hit by the pandemic, you would have seen numbers like you've never seen before. But those numbers are already rebuilding again. We're going to build up a peaceful and safer neighborhood program like you haven't seen, with the highest standards of policing. We'll create a healthcare system that delivers better care at a lower cost. Obamacare is a disaster. We want to terminate it. We want to get great health care, and that's what we're doing, great health care, and we'll always take care of pre-existing conditions, always. And I think we're at a point where we're getting, and right now, if you look at what we've done in health care, people don't talk about it. We've done an incredible job. Less expensive health care at a much, much, much better health care at a much less expensive price. You can't do better than that. And it's happening, and it's happening fast. Another thing is school choice. You have to have school choice. Charter schools, school choice. So I make this statement every once in a while, and people think it's a little bit on the bold side, but we've achieved a historic reduction in violent crime. We signed a landmark criminal justice reform bill that nobody thought was possible to even think about. I did that. I got that done. And I worked with a lot of people, but we got it done. The Obama administration couldn't get it done. Biden couldn't even think about it. He doesn't even know what it is. We have a We have prison reform. We achieved the lowest black and Hispanic unemployment rate in the history of our country. The black youth unemployment rate reached the lowest ever again in the history of our country. And last year, black and Hispanic American poverty reached the lowest ever in the history of our country. It's all building back up so quickly. And if you look at what we've done with criminal justice reform, if you look at what we've done with historically black colleges and universities where we funded them, they couldn't get funded. Nobody was funding them. For years and years and decades, nobody was funding them. And if you look at what we've done with Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, opportunity zones and the jobs created. And I've said it very strongly, and perhaps, I don't know, criminal justice reform, people say maybe that's the best of all, but the fact is they're all great. Every one of them is great. And I say the fact is that I've done more for the black community than any president since Abraham Lincoln. I say it. Nobody can dispute it. Nobody can dispute it. It's true. Nobody can dispute it. So we are now beginning the fastest economic recovery in history. We created a record 11.4 million jobs just in the last 4 months. That's the fastest ever. The U.S. has seen the smallest economic contraction of any major nation anywhere in the world. So we've seen the smallest going down. If you look at it, that's an incredible statement. Our opponents will crush the comeback with unscientific lockdowns. They want to lock everything down. Here we go again. They want to lock it down. No. We're not going to let it happen. We're not going to let it happen. So important you get out and vote. You got to get out and vote. So we got a great poll in Florida. Got a great poll in North Carolina. Got a great poll in Arizona. Got a great poll in Nevada. Actually just got a great poll in Nevada. I think we're doing really well. I mean, this is in addition to states that we're going to win. Georgia's looking fantastic. Texas is looking fantastic. Well, think about Texas. They have no oil. They don't want oil. They don't want guns. They don't want religion. I don't think you're going to win Texas very well. Now, we got a great poll in Texas. We're getting great polls all over the place, and they understand it. It's driving them crazy. And you know why, though? And Candace, it is. It's because of the spirit. There's a spirit the likes of which this country hasn't seen in a very, very long time. So I just want to thank you all for being on the White House lawn, this beautiful, great lawn. And I'm very proud of this country. I'm very, very proud. I want to thank all of the doctors and labs and scientists and all of the people that are working so hard, because we're way ahead of everybody. But I just want to thank most particularly you, because you people come out and you come out and you cheer and you love your country and you get it. You're way, way ahead of many, many people in this country. But the country is getting it. The country is seeing something now. Thank you. I love you too. Thank you. The people of our country and the whole world is watching are seeing things now that they haven't seen in this country for decades. They're seeing a spirit and a resilience like they haven't seen. I just want to thank you and get out and vote. We've got to make this bigger than even 4 years ago. It's more important. This is the most important election we've ever had. This is more important than even 4 years ago. I used to say the most important, and it was true at the time. This is the single most important election in the history of our country. Get out and vote, and I love you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you, Thomas. Thank you. Thank you, Thomas.
That was President Trump from the balcony addressing a crowd on the South Lawn. And next we have Brett Bard, an anchor with Fox News, making a comment on the release of these recent Hillary emails and what their implications are. And he's really a fine anchor with Fox News. Here we go now with Brett Bard.
The Director of National Intelligence has declassified documents today revealing former CIA Director John Brennan briefed then-President Obama on Hillary Clinton's purported plan to smear then-candidate Trump in 2016, adding to what the National Intelligence Director has already declassified on this issue, and raising more questions tonight about how much more of this will come out before Election Day. Senior political correspondent Mike Emanuel is following the story tonight in Washington. Good evening, Mike.
Brett, good evening. These are handwritten notes from former CIA Director John Brennan, written according to a source familiar after Brennan briefed President Obama. At one point, Brennan writes, quote, approved by Hillary Clinton, a proposal from one of her foreign policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by the Russian Security Service. The notes say on 28 of July, in the margin, Brennan writes POTUS, but that section of the notes are redacted. Then it says any evidence of collaboration between Trump campaign and Russia. The remainder of the notes are redacted, except in the margins where it says JC, Dennis, and Susan. That could be referring to former FBI Director James Comey, former Obama Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough, and former National Security Advisor Susan Rice. The CIA sent a memo to former FBI Director James Comey and Peter Strzok writing, quote, the following information is provided for the exclusive use of your bureau for background investigative action or lead purposes as appropriate. One example the CIA includes, quote, an exchange redacted discussing U.S. presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's approval of a plan concerning U.S. presidential candidate Donald Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections as a means of distracting the public from her use of a private email server. At a hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee last week, Comey was pressed on what he did with information provided by the CIA.
Did you open an investigation?
I don't know what that refers to. As I said earlier, that does not ring any bells with me when I read that.
You did not receive any investigative referral of this nature?
I don't remember it. I don't remember receiving anything that's described in that letter.
Hillary Clinton's spokesman Nick Merrill has called the latest revelation, quote, baseless BS.
Next, we have a really fine interview of a former national security advisor. And he's stating that maybe there's a controversy that's peaked its ugly head from the deep state. And now they're saying that they won't even release a Durham report before the election. Look at it this way. 1 year ago, they had more than enough evidence to bring indictments on most of these people. They haven't done it. So what they've done, they've sabotaged any efforts to really go after these people and to protect the deep state. Not only the Department of Justice, but the FBI were protected. And that's what this is all about. Trump's been pretty naive about their progress on this, and he got bamboozled on this deal. Anyway, this is a very excellent interview on this so-called Durham report, but they're supposed to have indictments, not reports. That's what prosecutors do. So here we go with this fine interview now.
Let's welcome former National Security Council Chief of Staff Fred Flights. Hey, Fred, it's great to have you back on. It's good to see you.
Good to be here.
I never got the hang of that. Anyway, as we do this via satellite and remote. Okay, Axios is reporting that U.S. Attorney John Durham's report on the criminal probe of the Trump-Russia investigation will not come out before the election. Okay, AG Barr is said to be really upset, saying that the president should stop criticizing him and Durham. Trump wants it before November 3rd. Here's what we're hearing. We know that DNI Ratcliffe sent a thousand plus pages of government documents over to John Durham. John Durham took years to complete probes like the probe into the CIA's alleged, water torture and torture abuses. And also this, we're hearing that New Yorker magazine, a reporter there, is saying the impaneled grand jury is hearing new testimony about his story and, you know, his sources. It's about the Russia bank, the Alpha Bank computer servers basically communicating with the Trump Organization here in New York City. So there's a bunch of things that John Durham is still pursuing, potential abuses of power all throughout this. When you hear all of that, what is your initial reaction?
Well, look, Durham has been at this since April of 2019, and one has to wonder, what's the purpose of this report? It's to hold people accountable. It's to bring about justice. Look, nobody's going to be prosecuted for this. To bring about justice, one has to inform the American people what happened before the election. Durham's report should have been out months ago. And concerning the documents that Radcliffe passed, you know, the president ordered all these documents on the Russia collusion hoax and Hillary Clinton's email scandal to be released and declassified without redactions. And Radcliffe then gave them to the Justice Department for Durham. Well, that's not what the president asked for. He wanted these documents to be released. This just ensures that they won't be released because Durham does not want to put out a report before the election. Now, Barr asked him to put out a partial report, but apparently Durham isn't willing to do that. And I think this is really doing a great disservice to the American people. They deserve to know what happened before the election so they can factor it into how they vote.
And we should point out that there was never any conclusion in the Mueller report about Alpha Bank being an issue with the Trump organization. So let's back up. Abuses of power under the Obama administration in this probe. FBI FISA abuses, you know, potential perjury before the FISA court by FBI officials. You know, and John Durham is also dealing with the former FBI director, James Comey, who in testimony recently said about a half a dozen times he didn't remember details of his own Trump-Russia probe. But somehow James Comey remembered that Biden did not talk about using the obscure Logan Act, which has never been enforced, to go after General Michael Flynn when it's in FBI notes. So Durham is dealing with that, too, right?
Yeah, Comey claims to have a photographic memory, but if you look at all of his testimony before congressional committees, it's just curious that he has convenient lapses of memory whenever it comes to anything that could be incriminating to him or anything that could be positive for President Trump. Now, look, the Clintons have done this for years. Hillary Clinton did this when Bill Clinton was president. And I just think it's outrageous that he's – how could Comey forget an FBI referral that – from the CIA, that Hillary Clinton personally approved a scheme to smear President Trump for colluding with the Russians? How could he possibly forget that?
Okay, and here's a big thing, you know, because, again, we dig through the footnotes, we dig through the documents. We've been covering the story for 3 years now. Remember James Comey testified that in 2017, quote, "We had an open counterintelligence investigation on General Michael Flynn since the summer of 2016. And I, in fact, authorized it to be closed. I authorized it to be shut down at the end of December, beginning of January." So first it appears it was the Flynn case was kept open to keep going after Flynn and to go after Trump. But then remember this. James Comey then leaked his own memos about his private conversations with President Trump to the public, basically saying that the president allegedly said to him that he hoped Comey would let the whole Flynn case go. That was the hook to getting a special counsel appointed, Robert Mueller. But here's the issue. Not once in Comey's memos did he mention the material fact that he had already authorized the Flynn case to be closed. So don't you think that's something that would put the proper context on Comey's interactions with Trump? And when what happened with, you know, he said he's going to close the Flynn case, but then he leaks about it. He's saying the president was trying to obstruct a case that effectively was closed, that he closed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And bear in mind that Comey had a responsibility to tell the incoming Trump team everything that was going on in the FBI, every major investigation. He withheld this investigation from the Trump team. That is a violation of the principle of the peaceful transfer of power. And the same thing goes for Obama and for Biden and for Susan Rice. They withheld so many details of ongoing investigations of the Trump team that they were obligated to tell the new administration about it, and they didn't, because all of them were in cahoots to destroy the Trump administration from day one.
All right, Fred Flights, good to see you. Come back soon, okay?
Be here, thanks.
This is going to start off with Ted Cruz questioning during a committee meeting, but actually it expands it out to a Maria Bartiromo and Devin Nunes interview that even gives further insight about James Comey's, you know, memory and other very important, you know, important issues, I should say. about this deep state, Spygate, whatever you want to call it. Here we go with Devin Nunes, interviewed by Maria Bartiromo.
We're politicized and weaponized, and in my opinion, there are only two possibilities. That you were deliberately corrupt or woefully incompetent. And I don't believe you were incompetent. This has done severe damage to the professionals and the honorable men and women at the FBI because law enforcement should not be used as a political weapon. And that is the legacy you've left.
That was Texas Senator Ted Cruz grilling former FBI Director Jim Comey on Wednesday about his leadership overseeing the Crossfire Hurricane Probe. Comey, who oversaw the Bureau during the 2016 election up through the presidential transition period, told the Senate he did not know the source of the Steele dossier and that he did not recall anyone ever using the Logan Act against General Michael Flynn. Devin Nunes is the ranking member on the House Intel Committee. He is the author of the new book, Countdown to Socialism. Congressman Nunes, it's good to see you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Good morning.
So first, evaluate the Jim Comey testimony that we saw in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee this past week.
Well, you know, on certain days, James Comey has an intelligence level higher than Einstein. He seems to know everything. He takes immaculate notes. He even takes those classified notes home and shares them with a lawyer. Somehow those notes end up in the New York Times. But then other times, like you would think when you've actually opened an investigation into the Trump campaign in Russia, he seems to have amnesia. He's forgotten everything. And look, and I'll just make this point. We asked him specifically and all the other dirty cops at DOJ and FBI and the intelligence agencies in January of early 2017, where did this dirt come from? None of them seem to know the answer. And you know what, Maria? Every damn person in that room knew the answer except for the Republicans. That's the truth.
Unbelievable. Well, we want to talk more about this. I want to point out this op-ed that Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal wrote last week, and it's called The James Comey Election. And in it, she writes, Mr. Comey personifies what enrages Americans after they have gone through 3.5 years of this collusion narrative. She says this was the crew that in 2016, based on the thinnest of tips, launched a counterintelligence investigation into a presidential campaign complete with secret surveillance warrants and informants. She goes on to say this all took place in Barack Obama and Joe Biden's Washington. Those 8 years also featured plenty of other swamp monsters. Don't underestimate the number of Americans who fear a return to that world. Lois Lerner harassing conservative nonprofits, supervisors at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives losing guns in Fast and Furious, the EPA minions who burned companies with ever-changing rules, and the list goes on. This is why she's calling this the James Comey election. Will the American people understand what took place under Joe Biden and Barack Obama's watch and this plan to take down a candidate and then a sitting president, Congressman?
Well, look, Maria, this may sound a little self-serving, but the reason I wrote Countdown to Socialism is exactly for this reason, that people need to understand the consequences of this election. We are going to go back to what we've been living through, this nightmare. For me, it's been 4 years. You have to remember, I was first briefed on this in September, that the Russians were doing something nefarious, but was never given any information. And now what we find out, from, you know, the briefings we've recently had, and I know you asked Leader McCarthy this, this is a real problem, that these documents that clearly our government had, the legislative branch of government never received these. Remember what I said earlier about that January meeting? Hey, who the hell paid for this? And remember, it was the work that we did, the House Republicans did. We had to fight through subpoenas. We had to prove that it was the Clinton campaign and the DNC that had paid for the dirty dossier and this dirty information. You know, remember all of that happened? You know, we should have been, they knew about this 4 years ago when myself and Speaker at the time, Paul Ryan, were briefed, and they hid this from us, and they continued to hide it all the way until we uncovered it. But I will tell you, the documents that are underlying that we now have seen, I've only seen a few of those. They're definitely smoking guns. That information definitely needs to be made available to the American public. And from what I understand, there's even more underlying evidence that backs up what Director Ratcliffe put out. And just think how long it took for us to figure out this information. I know it's mind-boggling. This has been a very difficult task for us to get to the bottom of, because you have corrupt officials, and I think that's the point here. Are you going to go back and elect somebody like Biden, who just the other night, Maria, had the audacity to go after President Trump once again for what? That Putin, I think he said he had Putin wrapped around his finger. And then he didn't answer the question of why did his son get $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch with ties to Putin? If Ivanka Trump had been bought a Big Mac in the Red Square by a Russian oligarch, they would have locked her up and they would have said, this is evidence of collusion. Here you have the media, which is the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party, ignoring all of this for the last 4 years. And now you have on a debate stage, why did your son get paid $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch? So here they've been blaming Republicans have something to do with Russia when the whole damn time they have something to do with Russia. I think what they think is that it's okay for them to take all this money and grift, but they'll just take and accuse Republicans of doing it to cover up their tracks. And that's basically what we knew about this the whole time. There was plenty of circumstantial evidence to know this, Maria, that the Clinton campaign had created all of this because they knew the 33,000 emails were out there somewhere. They knew that Jason Chaffetz and House Republicans were trying to find those emails. So what did they do? They created a sick fantasy. And this was the Clinton campaign. I want you to remember this. The Clinton campaign created this sick fantasy. Then they went out and hired avatars to do it. So they hired a former British spy named Steele who did the Steele dossiers. Then they hired this suspected Russian spy, okay, so that they could give it a veneer of being a Russian. So imagine that. Now you have the Democrats hiring Russian spies, getting $3.5 million from Moscow, and nobody in the media seems to give a damn about it. And so I think what Leader McCarthy said is exactly right. Every Republican, senator and member of Congress should be saying, this is over. We want every damn bit of evidence that every intelligence agency has, or it's maybe time to shut those agencies down. Because at the end of the day, our liberties are more important than anything else we have in this country, and they have been stampeded over by these dirty cops and the Democratic Party and the media who fails to report on it.
Now they're saying it may take weeks to get all those declassified documents over, you know, to the administration. So they're going to, you know, prolong this thing out as long as they can. And a year ago, they had enough evidence to indict most of these people. And that's where they fooled. They tricked Trump, President Trump, and just staved him off. Delay. They gave him hope about all these upcoming indictments. And they basically tripped him into not taking action by declassifying stuff. He should have declassified the stuff a year ago and then forced them within a few weeks or a few months to out everything. He'd go right back in the presidency. Now what they've done is create a mess, a very questionable race for him to win. I think overall he's a populist, so hopefully he'll go in, because I think people will turn out on the conservative, and then even the moderate Democrats will either not vote because they're disgusted with this extreme left, socialist, communist left within the Democratic Party, or they'll come out and vote and come over and cross the lines and vote for Trump. I just hope so, and I just hope and pray that will happen. But here's Alex and Owen, and what they're saying about Barr and him not coming forth with anything yet, and probably not before the election. Now, here we go with them. They're very insightful.
Owen, I want to be not an apologist for the Attorney General. I want to be a realist about what's going on. So for stations that just joined us or listeners that just joined us, recap for a couple minutes why you're upset and what Bill Barr has done, saying that there's not going to be any October surprise or November 1st surprise concerning the deep state spying on President Trump's campaign, the president-elect, and the president or the ongoing espionage. Go ahead and speak to that.
Well, that's kind of the cherry on top. I mean, at the base of it, you have all the left-wing terrorism that they get away with. But if you're a church or a pro-life group, you get arrested, or a salon owner, you get arrested, you go to jail. It's the shutting down of the economy. It's all of this stuff. And then it's like, okay, well, you know what? Now they tell us that, well, we've shown you all the documents. Obama spied. Hillary ran the whole Russian hoax, and it was a total treasonous coup plot against the president. But we're going to wait because we don't want to be political about it. We'll maybe release after the election, which to me just says they're never.
But this is the system they set up. And because Comey wanted to be back in the White House, he released some of the Hillary stuff on the eve of the election. Just because he's a political operator and thought that Trump could be compromised, that didn't happen. So then they have egg on their face. But let's just pull back from this. We know Bill Barr was high-level CIA. We know Bill Barr was brought in by H.W. Bush in the early 1990s, right before the Clintons. We know who these people are. And so he represents the older establishment that doesn't want to completely destroy America, but wants to carry out globalism that we kind of control. The newer globalists are run by communist China. They're the latter phase of it for the takedown of America. So now the dialectic is, on the right, you've got globalists that just don't want to destroy America. They want us to have a seat at the New World Order. And then you've got the hyper-globalists that want all nation states totally destroyed. So we have a paradigm of that false debate right there. And Barr represents those that want to slowly salami slice America up in little pieces and digest it with enjoyment. Instead of a big, messy, burn it all down at once, because he understands that he'll probably get put in a gulag during that process as sees as well. So anybody that, you know, lionizes Barr, anybody that thinks it's all magically going to get fixed, I mean, this just proves all the Q-tard stuff is not accurate. That doesn't mean people that like Q or researching are bad. They always come to me on the street and say, did you hear about the child kidnapping rings or the Federal Reserve's private or the eugenics or the New World Order? I'm like, yeah, I knew a little bit about that. They go, you got it from Q. And I go, yes, I started my show with Q 26 years ago. I mean, I'm glad that they're informed. I'm glad they're getting involved. But this is the babies waking up. And this is kind of the esoteric pap they like a cereal box, you know, decoder ring or something. I don't look down on them. They just don't know how surrounded Trump is, how dangerous it is, how many indictments the Southern District has ready on his family, how many indictments Letitia James has. I mean, I know about these indictments. Okay, I mean, I talk to the folks that are involved in it, okay? I mean, because I'm involved in it, okay? I'll just leave it at that. So that's where all this is. And I live in the real world, and I want to assess that we're waking up. The world's coming back to its senses. We've launched a major populist offensive, and the globalists want to shut it down. The UN came out and won a Nobel Peace Prize today for stopping food being used as a weapon. The COVID lockdown causes the food shortages, is killing millions. That's food as a weapon. And they said, oh, the populist and nation states are causing the starvation. So this is a global government UN drill to lock down the world economy, to destroy local economies, to destroy local businesses and farmers, to consolidate power with the big mega tech titans who've all gotten, you know, almost double their wealth, all of them. And then they literally, in the Nobel Prize, say, you are stopping hunger and using food as a weapon, and you're crushing populists and the nations. It actually says it. I read it at the start of the show. I'll go back over it again. So just think of the magnitude of that, Owen. We're now out in the open facing a world government that's giving awards to itself for exterminating people as a sick joke.
Well, and that's what's so frustrating, Alex, is that there is no more gray area in this. There is no more secret. You don't need a secret decoder. Like, it's all out. We've seen it all. I mean, just.
But babies can't deal with something straight up. They need a little piece of it. And then they've got magic and it's esoteric. They're in the club. And no, exactly. World government's out in the open. And then they're all waiting. Oh, everyone's secretly been arrested. Hillary's been in jail 3 years. Everything's fine. Oh, Barr, you know, they're going to get them all. Oh, Durham. He already told you. Durham's indicting a couple of low-level FBI agents that falsified reports. That's it. Because they're covering their own asses because Trump hasn't gotten full control of the executive branch of the bureaucracy. He hasn't gotten that done yet because the bureaucracy is strong and elastic and like a blob. But here's the good news. With every waking day, More people don't trust mainstream media. More people are awake. And the COVID thing was the globalist desperate action to get us back under control. And it's backfired magnificently against Gates and all of it. Let's walk through that, Owen, when we come back. Because, look, for people on the front line, like all you great listeners and supporters, and Owen, it's frustrating. Me too. I'm worse than he is about getting upset. But we knew all this was coming. This is where we are, but we've come back from so far behind, like 200 points behind. Now we're like 15 points behind. We're winning, folks. Let's go ahead and cut to the chase here. The banking cartels that control big tech, that control communist China, the New World Order, the Davos Group, the Bilderberg Group, the stated globalists, the technocrats, Michael Bloomberg, Jeff Bezos, Tim Cook, Zuckerberg, Bill Gates are on record. I mean, there was an article out in Bloomberg a couple years ago with Bloomberg. It was like the king technocrat. And he said, I will decide what you eat, where you live, and what job you have. I know best. He's a megalomaniac saying in an article about him, it's like Bloomberg meet the top ruling technocrat. I think that's the headline. And you read it, it's like a joke, but they're writing it for the narcissist lunatic. And you look at Bezos, there it is. Bloomberg knows best why the media tycoon could be the Democrats' best shot at victory. Oh, that's another one. That's the Times of London. No, you didn't find the one. Type in Bloomberg technocrat, click web. Bloomberg technocrat, click web. And it's all about he's God and he knows. And then what does Bill Gates say? Oh, hi, I'm your doctor. I'm going to put hundreds of vaccines in you a year that go in and rechange your actual DNA and make everybody sick and die, too. And I've been caught killing people with vaccines, but I'm just going to do it. So here's the deal, guys. We can hope Bill Barr is going to save us. We can hope Donald Trump is going to save us. You're going to have to stop complying. Because when you comply with a mask, you're saying yes to contact tracers and yes to the overblown scam that's COVID-19 and yes to the forced inoculations, the whole agenda, as we told you 8 months ago. And I know you know that. But it doesn't get better now. All that liberty we had, the gas tank ran out. Now it's tyranny time. T time. Big T time. And the tyrants, T for tyranny, tyrannus, are making their move right now. And it's full court press. And it doesn't stop till they're removed. It's actually quite easy to beat them, though. Bill Gates, Ted Turner wants to kill everybody, too. He's on record. Prince Philip. They all say it. I want a world government, kill everybody. They don't like big cities. They don't like you being around. They don't like you having resources. They're miserable trash. And so instead of going, oh, Jones is dystopic. Man, that guy's got a bad attitude about life. No, I'm a realist. I actually love my life. I enjoy everything. I enjoy fighting. I enjoy eating food. I enjoy working hard. I enjoy hiking. I enjoy my family. I'm just here being real. I mean, these powerful globalists have an agenda. We've been right about the agenda. No one else had the courage to lay it out hardcore like it is. And this is it. So I bet on you. I believe in you. I think you're going to learn about this and get pissed. Those of you that are smarter are regular listeners, not kissing your ass. You're it. You're the best there is. You're the globalist main enemy. Look in the mirror. And they just hope you don't go convert other people to reality. And all I got to do is show them the globalist on quotes, show them the films we put out, show them the material, and then they can see in front of them how the world works and everything suddenly makes sense. I can't tell you the retired generals and colonels and all sorts of people and corporate heads that go, man, Jones, nothing made sense till I read this or saw that or heard you talk about it. And I went and looked it up and none of it's a lie. You're telling the whole truth. I mean, Dr. Russell Blaylock was already super smart. Famous brain surgeon. He heard my show 20 years ago, went and researched it and got so freaked out by it. He basically went off the radar and got ready for the total collapse like 5 years ago. I mean, and here's what I'm telling you. InfoWars is not everything. We're only the catalyst or like an enzyme that goes into this sauce we're in, goes into this storm, goes into this environment, goes into this climate and triggers you to do what you're already spring loaded to do. And that's overcome tyrants, not submit to them. You don't evolve to submit. That's de-evolution. You evolve to overpower them. And that's what you've got to do. So this is, by all intents and purposes, an alien attack. I don't see flying saucers. I've never seen green man. I don't get into that. I'm saying what the globalists are building with clones and all this new GMO and all this nanotech, they call it alien. Kurzweil goes, oh, I don't believe in aliens. We're making them on the planet, though. Oh, I don't believe in God. I'm going to be God. See how that works? And so they're telling you to the media they got through fraud, they bought up through fractional reserve banking, that you're obsolete and you suck and you're done. Stay in your house. Wear your little diaper mask. Go away. Don't do all this crap. We're going to protect you. It's never going to end. Because they think you're weak. And they think they're not going to get in trouble because they haven't gotten in trouble for 60 years of stuff they've done. But that's what always happens to dictators and oligarchies. But now when Bill Gates arrogantly comes up on TV and says, you're going to take 5 shots a year for just one vaccine and it's going to hurt you, but you're going to do it. Starts giggling and gloating like a supervillain. And then he wonders why everyone hates him. So he hires more PR firms to say, I'm not a supervillain. And all it makes it is worse. That's the enemy bleeding out in front of you. Let me explain. So when I tell you how bad we were off 25 years ago, nobody knew this. We were way behind, but I believed in you. Now we're surpassing the enemy. And as long as we start non-complying, and as long as we start educating everyone everywhere we go, grocery stores, hike and bike trail, I do it everywhere because I'm overcoming. I'm on fire. I don't get tired fighting. I get stronger fighting. I will not submit.
We're going to close with President Trump's interview on Rush Limbaugh's show. And Rush asked him about Obama's recent announcement that there's not going to be any release of any report before the election. And it's very interesting to listen to what President Trump said. Here we go next.
But you know what? This is the biggest of all. If the Regeneron and the Lilly, comparable drug turns out, this is a cure. This is a therapeutic. Call it what you want. I can tell you it's a cure. And I'm talking to you today because of it. And, because I think I could have been a bad victim. I fit certain categories that aren't so great. Okay. And you better be careful too. Okay. But you won't, I'm telling you, this is a total game changer. It's so good. And nobody else would have had it. FDA is approving things in 1 week that used to take 3 years. And that's only because I'm bugging them like crazy. I drive them crazy, I guess, but that's okay. But FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is approving things that Rush would have taken years. And I'm getting them in a matter of weeks and months. And they're great things. But this is the greatest of them all if this works out. And I'm very sure it's going to.
Well, I hope it does. Again, you're writing history with this. Let me venture into another area. It was announced by the Attorney General that his investigator, the attorney looking into the coup run against you, will not have any announcements, any results, any before the election. This is disappointing. I cannot tell you.
When was this announced, Rush?
I think I've got the story here in the stack. I thought it was...
I think it's terrible.
Fairly recently.
I think it's terrible.
Well, it is, because these are people. This is the biggest political scandal in the history of this country, certainly our lifetimes.
If that's the case, I'm very disappointed. I think it's a terrible thing, and I'll say it to his face.
Here it is. Bartels Republicans Durham report will not be ready by election. It came out today.
That's a disgrace. I think it's a disgrace. It's an embarrassment.
Well, I don't have the words to express my anger. I mean, I'm not saying I'm surprised. I'm angry.
I've had to go through it twice now with elections, and yet they have. See, this is what I mean with the Republicans. They don't play the tough game. They don't play the tough game. If this were the other side, you would have had 25 people in jail for the rest of their lives with what we found.
Oh, tried something like this against any of them? Heck yes.
Oh, are you kidding me? You would have been 20. Look at me. I had to beat off the phony Mueller report. I had to beat off all this stuff. I had to beat off impeachment. I had to beat off Congress, everything else. They then send it to New York, which is all political. They send it into New York, the same stuff into New York. You have to beat that off. They got New York all over. They don't stop. This is a disgrace. If that just came out, and, I purposely tried to stay away from it because they all say it would be better if I'm not involved.
Well, have you declassified everything about this yet?
I fully declassified everything. Everything's been declassified. They have so much information. They didn't need any more than, frankly, Mr. Horowitz, who was an Obama appointment. He wrote a report on Comey that was so bad. It was so bad. I've never seen anything like it. And They should have gone after him just on that. And McCabe, too. You know, took $700,000 from Hillary Clinton.
I don't know how these people are still on cable TV lying through their teeth about all of this, still getting paid to carry forth the lie.
If that's the case, and you have to understand, I'm hearing this for the first time, and I said it's impossible. So it's okay for me to have to go through investigations during an election, but for them, we don't want to upset the apple cart.
It wasn't an investigation. It was a hunt.
Republicans don't play the same game.
You didn't do anything. There was never any evidence. This was not an investigation. It was a hunt. You were being hunted. They were trying to plant and create evidence that would be believed, and they failed.
We caught them. We caught them cold. And we have people that don't know how to do anything about it. It's horrible. If that's the case, I have to check that. I find it hard to believe. Because you know what? I went through two elections. You don't think that affected 18? I wasn't running in 18. But the whole Russia witch hunt affected the 18 outcome of the election. You know, we lost some congressional seats. People don't say we picked up two Senate seats. But we lost something in 18. You know, we lost something. We lost some seats that we probably could have held on to. We went through the same thing, and it was all phony stuff. Nobody said, let's hold it back until after the election. But the Republicans don't play the same game. They don't play the same game. I'd be surprised, and I'd be very disappointed. I'll probably be disappointed, because this stuff should have come out a year ago anyway.
Did you expect it to?
They had everything they needed a year ago.
Did you expect it to come out by now?
I thought it should have come out 2 years ago. I mean, frankly, as far as I was concerned, look, if they hold it because of the election, I've gone through two elections now.
Well, that's what he says.
They started investigating me before I even won the election.
It says
they started
here,
investigating me when I was coming down the escalator, the beautiful golden escalator, as it goes, with the first lady. I was under investigation illegally by these thieves and Comey and Crooks. We caught them in the act. They were spying on my campaign, and then they went for a coup. Nobody said, well, gee, let's hold off the investigation. But with them, they do. The Republicans don't play it the same way. It's very disappointing.
No, it was frustrating. For the first 6 months of your first term, half the Republicans in the House thought it was true, and that's why they didn't help you move your agenda. But it says right here, this is Axios, by the way, is the news source, and they say that Barr is communicating that his investigator, Durham, is taking his investigation very seriously and is focused on winning prosecutions, which I guess we're to expect scoring points in the
let's
media.
Let everybody get elected to office, and then let's worry about it. First of all, if we don't win this election, that whole thing's going to end, okay? And you just remember that.
As will
election. That's another thing I'm fighting for, because these people have to be brought to justice, but they should have been brought to justice before the election. But if we don't win this election, if we don't win, that whole thing is going to be dismissed.
That's another thing. People want to know what they can do, sir. You would not believe the numbers of people who are asking, what can they do besides vote? And voting is big. I mean, I tell people that ask me this, that's the first thing. Just make sure you vote. Show up and vote on election day, but vote. It's not insignificant. What else can people do? Because they want to help you. They want to know what they can do.
Keep up the genius, because they're genius. They get it better than these guys that are looking at stuff. I'm telling you, they get it better. The American public gets this better than the so-called people that are looking. You know, when I look at the Times and I look at the Washington Post, fake papers, both of them, and they get Pulitzer Prizes for the Russia investigation, but they were all wrong. There was no collusion. So they get Pulitzer Prizes.
Wasn't a true word in any of those stories.
No, none of it. And the guys that did get it right, they don't get Pulitzer Prizes, you know. And you and I can name 10 of them, okay? You're one of them, but you don't care about Pulitzer Prizes. But the ones that got it, they don't get anything. But just, Rush, take a look at how wrong these people were. And they pretend they know me. You know, Maggie Haberman, all of these people, they remember. I have nothing against them. But they don't know me. They don't know me. I haven't seen her. I haven't spoken to her in a year and a half. You know, you take one picture with somebody, it ends up being like the best friends for the rest of your life. You know, take a picture at the Oval Office with a photographer, with a reporter.